Joining us now on the Carroll Live Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Brent Beeler of the Crestridge Cougars. Crestridge is hosting the Quarry City Classic this week. They played Holden in the first round, Concordia in the second round. They play Leeton for the title game tomorrow. Crestridge, 18-0 on the season, yet to be defeated. Coach Beeler, thanks for joining us. Talk about your games against Holden and your I-70 rival Concordia earlier in the week.
Yeah, Holden played us in a tough game Tuesday night. They played us well the first time we played early in the season, and they held us down defensively and kept it a low-scoring game for the most part. And then we were able to pull away in the third and hold them off in the fourth. I think we got up 16 at some point in the third, and then we were able to hold off their little run in the fourth to close that one out. And Concordia Thursday was a tight game throughout. We had a run to start the third quarter, but then after that it was a five-point game to close the fourth, and we just made free throws to finish.
And Holden is a Class 3 school. They're right down the road from you, a bit of a rival. So obviously, like you said, they're going to be, you know, locked in defensively, and then Concordia is a solid team this year. So sounds like a pretty tough tournament this year for you, Coach.
Yeah, it's a good tournament for us, heading into two conference opponents next week. And we have a tough game Saturday against Leeton, who's also just a few miles away. And they're a tough squad. Mills always has them ready to play. And it'll be a tough game for us tomorrow.
What are some of the keys for the Cougars tomorrow?
I think just taking care of the ball. They run up-tempo defensively and like to run and jump at you sometimes. So as long as we can take care of the ball and just adjust offensively, losing one of our starters early in the week, we're still trying to find a rhythm with a couple new lineups. So if we can get all that figured out and take care of the ball and rebound defensively, I think we'll be in good shape.
Well, and if I know you, Coach, I don't think that you and the Cougars mind playing an up-tempo game. So that should be a fun one tomorrow night. What time is that game at?
7:30.
Okay, so if you're in the area, you can probably see a good basketball game, an undefeated Crestridge team, and I think a Leeton team. I don't know that they've lost many this year yet either.
No, I think they've won 12 or 13. They've only lost 3 or 4, I believe, off the top of my head.
Okay, so next week you return to I-70 action. You play Oric on Tuesday, a team that's kind of on the upswing a little bit. They're having a little more success this year. And then you play a Santa Fe team on Friday that's been, you know, struggling a little bit. So in these next three games, what are you looking for the Cougars?
I'd like to just see us get comfortable with the new kids we have. I'd like to see which kids are going to step up. I mean, obviously you're trying to replace someone who started most of the year. And then I got some younger kids coming up, picking up some bigger minutes. So just like to see them talk defensively and find their role within what we're doing and see how we work together so we can make that push next week. So to get through those conference games, Oric's been playing well lately, and Santa Fe has always been tough for us throughout the year, so it's not going to be any easy games moving forward.
All right, Coach, give us a call next week. Best of luck to the Cougars, and thanks for calling the Fifth Quarter Show.
All right, you have a good night.